Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What comes to your mind when you think about fall? Because
y'all,
it's here. It's happening. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. And we are going to play the autumn alphabet. 414-432-1099. Let's try to see if we can find something fall related for every single letter of the alphabet. We are going to spin the wheel here.
We're going to do every letter of the alphabet?
I mean, we could throw some things. Like, what would you say for A?
The show is on until 10. We're going to be
easy.
Here forever.
I'm sure this is easy. What would you say for A?
Apple. Because I pick an apple.
B?
I don't know. What would you do? B? Fall? B?
Well, I'm surprised you didn't say...
Boots?
Sure, but I'm surprised you didn't say, what are you wearing?
Bears. Yes, bears, everybody. Bears beats Battlestar Galactica. Oh, no, wait, that's from The Office.
I would say bonfires for B.
Bonfires. There you go. Okay.
C.
Cranberries.
Cider.
There you go.
That's okay.
Okay, that's good.
D.
We're going to D now. We're going to keep going.
Dead trees. Dead leaves. Doesn't sound as beautiful. Okay.
Dead leaves.
Who wants to be a part of the autumn?
That fall sounds great.
Haven't you seen Jim Gaffigan's stand-up? You're basically watching...
You're watching trees
the
die.
Trees and his
the leaves die.
Hey, his joke, not mine. He says you're watching them in hospice care.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's happening.
Oh, the leaves are falling.
The leaves are dying.
Yes.
D, dead leaves.
Dead leaves. Okay.
414-432-1099. We've got Mama Bear, Missy on the phone. Let's spin the wheel and see what letter we're going to land on.
Let's go.
J.
When you think of autumn, fall, what comes to mind with the letter J?
Well, I can say Jack and Coke or Jack-o-lantern.
I was going to say, let's go with the Jack and Coke. Yes.
So is that your go-to when you're hanging out by the fire? You're outside with the kids?
Oh, you know, after dealing with all five of them, absolutely. I got to have one a day, and we're good to go after that.
And you're like, hey, kids, you know what? Tonight, you're going to get your jack-o'-lanterns, and mom's going to get her Jack and Coke.
Hello.
Happy fall. So
we have the jack-o'-lanterns, lanterns, actually, for them, and they're fine. I get my Jack and Coke.
Yep.
Now, do you enjoy the pumpkin carving? Because I always say it's overrated, that like parents act like they like it. I was never a fan because of the mess. It was so messy, and you're like, hey, kids, here's knives. Let's carve pumpkins that aren't even easy to carve.
You know, I actually enjoy it, but I also do it outside so I don't make a mess inside the house.
Thank you. For all these years that I was with my kids were little, it would be like for the first 5 years, I'm like, why are we doing this in the house? Finally, let's go outside and do this. Then you can dump everything outside and let the squirrels have the seeds.
That's a great idea. Yeah. I've never done it.
And you know, the other thing that we do is we have a competition between all five kids.
Oh.
Of who carves the best. They get a gift card or they get a day out with mom or, you know, my fiance. They get a day just with grandma or grandpa, whatever it is. But my dad is always the judger. I'm never the judger.
You don't want to be the bad person.
So my dad is always the judger. And every year it is actually a different kid because they really put their mind to it.
I love that you're doing that. And that's such motivation. It makes it fun, a little competition. But what's the criteria?
So it has to be creative. So it can't just be like a smiley face.
Okay, I'd be out because that's what I did.
I know, that's what I did too. The only thing I could do is put the little eyeball in the corner of the rectangle or the triangle eyes.
So you can't use like a specific cutouts like that will help you design it.
Oh.
You have to come up with your own. You can use a marker and, you know, trace and whatever have you and follow those lines.
Oh, okay.
but you cannot use like specific ones that you can get from like a book. And, you know, you just have to cut out the pattern. You can't do that. You have to use your own little brain and think of something.
So what's one that stands out to you that you remember from years past in your jack-o'-lantern contest?
My oldest, she did a witch on a broom with smashing a pumpkin.
Come on now.
That's amazing. And she just carved that?
Yeah, where did you take that? Professionally get it done somewhere? Holy cow.
No, she took only about 30 minutes and it was done and it looked awesome.
That does sound amazing. It reminds me
of amazing.
Elf. When they go back to
the mall,
the department store after he's been there overnight, and you're looking around, and he whittled a rocking horse. You're thinking, right. What is happening? That's amazing. You know, all right, Mama Bear Missy, we love it. It is Autumn Alphabet. Okay, we're going to have landed on a new letter here. Radar, let's spin the wheel and see what letter we land on.
All right.
Thanks, Mama Bear Missy.
You guys have a good day.
But first, it's a break from our sponsors.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What would you add to our autumn alphabet? Because fall is here, y'all. You have to say fall, y'all.
Oh, every time.
It's fall, y'all.
It's fall, y'all.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. We've got Angie from Iguanago. We've gotten through A, B, C, D, E. What would you think for E?
Equinox, fall equinox.
Yes, I like it. F is easy. Flannels.
Foliage.
Football.
I said it before.
Well, okay, let's spin the wheel and see what we land on here for Angie from Iguanago Radar. Let's see what right. letter we're going to give her and what comes to mind to Angie.
Angie, hang on. Here we go. We're going to spin it.
S.
Okay. S. That's easy.
Ooh. No, it's S. It's not E. E is easy.
Really? You guys, it's obvious. S. What comes to mind with fall?
I'm going to say sweaters.
Thank
for
you.
Sure.
I was going to say s'mores or smoke.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Spice.
Spider.
Mm. Ooh.
Well, I mean, you're talking about Halloween a little bit more.
Spooky season.
Spooky.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about your sweater game, Angie.
Yeah.
What is your favorite sweater to put on during fall?
Oh, good question. Sweaters, I have to say... I love a good shacket. That's a good one, too.
It's a shacket. But... Slow down for the dude here in the studio. A shacket?
You know what a shacket is.
What is it? No, I don't. What's a shacket?
A sweater and a jacket, so it buttons up, and it's like a flannel, but yet a sweater.
Oh, it can also be used, it's not a pullover.
It can be used as a coat, and it also is the letter S. How many shackets do you have in your closet, Angie?
I probably have about 5.
I know. Same.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they're so versatile.
Yeah, agree.
And they never go out of style.
I love it. Yes. Shacket is my S.
Shacket. It is autumn alphabet. Well, you enjoy your shacket. Might still be a little warm for the shackets, but they're going to be coming out of the closet here pretty soon.
That's okay. It's going to be cool. You're going to wear your shacket, make some s'mores with the scarecrow right behind you, maybe some squash.
Wow.
Some spicy, spooky ghosts or something. I don't know.
That was really impressive.
It's all the S's.
Well, happy fall, Angie. Thanks for calling the show.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
All right, let's see. We've got some other letters to get to. G.
G. Well,
easy.
Gourd?
No, Green Bay Packers. Fall.
Yeah, they did fall. They lost. They fell. They fell to the Browns.
I know.
Like
thanks.
A leaf. Like a nasty leaf that's coming down off the tree.
414-432-1099. H.
Harvest.
Yes.
Harvest fair.
Yeah. I.
Indigo, I don't know.
Iced pumpkin spice
sure,
latte.
Sure, okay, we'll go with the iced pumpkin spice latte. Yeah.
Indian corn.
Okay, there you go.
Love it. We've got J covered. K. For fall. It's on a mountain.
Knit sweater.
Love it.
Knit sweater. Because you were talking about jackets and sweaters before.
L. Leaves.
Leaves, yeah.
M. Maple syrup.
Maple syrup is good. Corn maize, I was going to spit out.
Ooh, I like that.
Maize, okay.
Autumn alphabet. What do y'all think about N? Letter N.
Nougat. November, because it comes after October.
Perfect. Okay, let's go to line number one here.
Okay.
Hi, the mixer's this.
Andrea.
Okay, we're on letter O for autumn alphabet. What comes to mind for you for fall when it comes to letter O?
October.
Oh, October!
Or Oktoberfest. Okay.
Oh, yeah, they have Oktoberfest already. Where did I see that? That was at some park.
Yes.
Yeah, that's coming up. October. Germantown's going to have an Oktoberfest this weekend,
We've
too.
We've got a couple letters to get to here. P.
No. P. Pumpkin.
Pumpkin. That's easy. Yep.
Well, good luck with the letter Q, you guys. Yeah. What are you going to do for Q?
Q.
Like at the bonfire, you need a quilt in case it's chilly.
Damn!
Oh my gosh!
All over
okay,
it.
Hey, you're live on the area. You're live on the radio, so let's not swear here. R. What letter for R for autumn alphabet?
Rodents, because the mice come out.
They do. Mice are going to my garage when it gets chilly. Yeah, absolutely.
We've already done S. We've already done S. Sweater weather. What about T for autumn alphabet?
Tea, that would be hot tea.
Hot tea. There you go. Okay.
Thanksgiving.
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 Boom, 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 boom.
There you go. That one.
Yeah, yeah,
you?
The only thing I can think of is umbrella.
For rainy days.
We're getting some rain up north in the Dodge County, Fond du Lac County area today. So
okay.
Yeah.
V. Very cold.
Yes.
Yeah.
W.
Wind. It gets windy.
Wind?
I love it.
Okay.
X. Can we cheat on this one and say extra blankets for the bed?
Yeah.
Okay, go for that. Come on, we got two more.
All right, why?
Two more, girl.
Why? What would Y be for fall? An autumn alphabet. Why?
Yams.
Yams!
Yams!
Bro, you are good
at this.
Let's
go, let's go.
Okay, Z.
Do you take a nap in the afternoon? You get your Z's because it gets dark early. I don't know.
Yes,
reckon
get
with
your
the Z's.
Z's.
All right, good deal.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.